Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's that time again. It's blaming time. Who's to blame today? Well, people don't want to immunize their kids these days. Who's to blame? If you would like to join the discussion, you can reach me at 347-326-9598. I'm also monitoring my Facebook. You can comment on my Blame Girl page on the thread about the show. You can also mention me at Twitter. My notification page is up, and I'm monitoring that as well. And I'm also, let me just make sure I got logged into that Blog Talk Radio chat room. I'm also in the Blog Talk Radio chat room. So if you have any questions or comments, please post them on those spots or call. Okay. Social networking-wise, I'm on Pinterest, Instagram, Google+, and my blog, my highly, highly neglected blog, blamegirl.com. I know I've been neglecting it, but what I've realized is it's because I'm putting my topics on the air instead. So, but I'll get back to my Blame Girl page soon, I promise. So, why am I talking about immunization? Why don't people want to immunize their kids? Well, the reason it came up is because there's been about 105 measles cases that were linked to a Disneyland trip back in December. And, you know, it just seems like it's spreading. Each day I hear about more and more kids, and now it's getting to the point where some of my Facebook friends, like at least two today, like someone that they knew might have the measles. So it's highly concerning. And it's been linked, like I say, back to a Disneyland trip. And basically what happened is somebody who had the measles went to Disneyland and other kids that weren't immunized or, you know, people who couldn't be immunized. So, Who's not getting immunized? That's the first thing you want to ask yourself. Like, okay, we know that there's people with personal religious beliefs. A lot of times they don't get immunized, like the Amish. But the Amish are fairly secluded. They're a fairly secluded bunch. So it's, like, different with the Amish not getting immunized. And you can't, in our country, you can't infringe on people's religious beliefs. Okay. And then there's, like, the natural crowd. So the natural crowd is, like, you know, the hot, you know, hip new mom who wants to keep her kid all natural. I even read about this guy the other day on the online. He said something about, my child is pure. Oh, and he was a doctor. He's like, my child is pure, and I'm going to keep my child pure, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, a lot of times these parents, they, like, make their kids catch these little diseases and illnesses so that they get immune that way, because basically what a vaccination is, it's just a little dose of the disease to make you build up your immune system so that you can fight it off. And as you know, you have to vaccinate babies and kids on up. I remember getting my last vaccination in college. So, and then there's people that cannot get the vaccine, that just are too sick to get it or too young. So those are the people that are not getting it. These are the people that it's spread amongst at Disney World or Disneyland in California, just to be clear. Now, it used to be, back in the day, it was just poor kids that couldn't get immunized. But now it's like, these are rich California kids that are, like I say, with the hip hot new moms. So let's talk about some of the vaccines. Whooping cough vaccine. Whooping cough also made a comeback in 2014. 30,000 reported infections. That's a 60-year high. And the whooping cough vaccine is 80 to 90% effective. That's fair. That's good enough to say you want to get your kid that. I think it's pertussis, maybe. Or no, I could be wrong. So then you should be getting that, the whooping cough one, at 2, 4, 6, 15 months, and at 4 and 6 years. Then you have the measles. Like I say, we had the outbreak. The measles mumps rubella shots are 99% effective with two full doses. And you give your first dose at 1 and the second around 4 to 6. So, and, you know, I've heard people complaining about the fact that they give them all these shots at once, but we'll get into that later. Now, this is another one I wanted to talk about, and that's the HPV vaccine. So that's like a new vaccine. You know, I ask people, are all vaccines created equal? Is it reasonable that some parents don't want to vaccinate their kids? Now, this would be a vaccine that I would be, like, kind of skeptical about, and I don't think we as a population should be upset or judging anyone for not forcing this HPV vaccine onto their kids. And, like, honestly, I went and I tried to find out how effective it was. It's really unclear, and I think it's just because it's too new, but it's supposed to be used to prevent cervical cancer, and I believe it said it prevents all but 30% of cervical cancer, and that's if it's effective. And you're supposed to get 3 doses, and adolescent girls, only 57.3% of them are getting it, and 34.6% of boys are even getting 1 dose. So that's, there's really no data for that. And then the flu vaccine. The thing about the flu vaccine is the flu vaccine, it's ever-changing. It changes every season because it mutates and adapts and lives on. It's a tough virus. But the flu vaccine itself is only 23% effective. Now, let me tell you, this is where people kind of grabbed my ear at first when it came to vaccinations and being kind of anti-vax, okay? And I was like, you know what? I've never gotten the flu shot. I've never gotten the flu, but I've never gotten the flu shot either. And I'm like, what if somehow it's related, you know, like if I, and I'm still flu shot free. But not all vaccinations are created equal. And that's because the measles is a lot different from the flu. Okay. And the measles, well, they can both kill. 56 children have been killed by the flu so far this year. I don't remember seeing that anyone had died from the measles just yet. But so, again, people don't want to immunize. Who's to blame? Who do you blame? 347-326-9598. And I'm still monitoring the social networks. I do have some messages on Facebook. Let's see if anyone's talking about this. So, doesn't appear to be. Okay. Who are these people that are saying don't immunize your kids? Well, first of all, we could blame Hollywood. Like I said, the hip Hollywood moms, they that want to be natural. And when I say Hollywood, specifically I'm talking about Jenny McCarthy. She was a big proponent saying that, you know, it causes, the measles vaccine causes autism. That's where this all started. The measles vaccine causes autism. She started spreading that. Her son is autistic. And Alicia Silverstone, same thing. Charlie Sheen. And I wrote that Holly Robinson Pete, she said that she's not anti-vaccine, but she questions the delivery of the shots all at once, like I was saying earlier. But it doesn't seem like it's too bad from what I've read. And then Bill Maher is anti-flu shot like me, so that's okay. But yeah, Jenny McCarthy, she said, she's kind of flip-flop over the years. Like now if you ask her, she's going to say she's not anti-vaccine, but where did she get her, she's not a scientist, right? Well, she got her information from Dr. Wakefield. Can we blame him? He's the doctor and researcher that got it in people like Jenny McCarthy's head that the measles vaccine causes autism. So this, it was a study done in 1998 by Andrew Wakefield. He conducted it, and like I said, he was the doctor. The study has been debunked and retracted. It was just all kinds of things wrong. It only involved 12 kids, and it was more of a narrative-type study than an actual physical study. Large-scale studies have failed to link autism to vaccination, okay? And when they went over Dr. Wakefield's study, there were errors in each kid's case. And one thing that I thought was interesting was Dr. Wakefield filed a patent for an alternative vaccine. Now, if you can get a new vaccine going, that's a lot of money. That also caused a little distrust in vaccinations in my eye. The fact that is it fueled by capitalism? Like, they do push that flu shot on us like crazy for it to only be 23% effective. And then this HPV vaccine, like, I don't trust Rick Perry, and he was governor, I remember, that was pushing it and trying to make it mandatory. If you make a vaccination mandatory, it's a gold mine. So, and I wonder if Dr. Wakefield was motivated by that. But Dr. Wakefield is no longer a doctor, and he is no longer a researcher. And like I said, his study has since been debunked, but you still have people, you know, educated people. A woman I work with today, she told me, she kind of repeated that, and I was like, no, that's really wrong, you know, that. But that's what people hear because that's what Hollywood's peddling. And not only Hollywood, but now in 2015, I'm sorry, are our politicians to blame? Because this is why it's been big news over the past week. Politicians have been jumping on this anti-vax bandwagon like crazy. Now, the government does tell us that we should get these vaccinations. And it's not like the government can always be trusted, especially by African Americans, because they've done medical tests on African Americans. You can't deny that that's happened. and then, excuse me. So that's one little thing about the government, like as a whole entity. And then separately, you have these new politicians peddling this anti-vax. You got Rand Paul. You got Chris Christie. Oh, it should be a choice. It should be a choice. Trump said he's not an anti-vaxxer, but he does believe vaccinations cause autism. He's seen it. And then Hannity somehow tied it to Obama. I don't know. Oh, because Obama said that you should be getting your vaccinations. So, of course, that makes sense why all these Republicans are coming out as anti-vax lately. So, like I say, it's the hottest current topic in politics. So now all the politicians are hopping on it, and it's dangerous because the government is the reason why we have these vaccinations are mandatory, especially in places like schools and big public places. One more thing I did want to mention was, you know, earlier I mentioned that people have these religious exemptions such as the Amish. But the Amish, there was an even bigger outbreak with the Amish, and it was months earlier than this Disneyland one. 383 people fell ill after Amish missionaries traveled to the Philippines and returned with the virus. But we didn't hear about that because, you know what, they returned back to their little compound, and they didn't take it to like Disneyland or anywhere, or at least I don't think they did. So, but this is just, you know, why you should get vaccinated. 380 people, three people got ill after visiting another country, and it's already like it's spreading throughout our country now for no reason because, you know, we get these diseases under control. And then you have a capitalist, if you will, go out and publish fake research and get everybody on board with Hollywood. And it's like this big thing now. Honestly, the blame starts with Dr. Wakefield, but the blame ends with the government, who's now peddling this information through some of its politicians. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Until next week.